This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's back to school time, and of course, law enforcement wants everyone to be safe, especially not only just this time of year with the start of school, but all year long. And the Illinois State Police are kind, as always, to have some tips in that regard in terms of safety. So we're going to talk about that with Illinois State Police District 7 Safety Education Officer Trooper Jason Wilson. District 7, of course, covers Knox County, among other things. Trooper Wilson, thanks so much for your time.
Well, thank you, Will. Glad to be here and to be able to talk about this tonight.
Yeah, and I imagine some of this might parallel some of what I understand you were doing down at the Illinois State Fair this last week or so, right?
Yes, it really does. One of the things that we do at the State Fair is the safety education officers, they staff the safety tent that we host. And this year was kind of a remarkable year because we had several new parts that we were able to highlight when it comes to safety. One of them was the no texting while behind the wheel. And unfortunately, we had a very powerful display of a young lady who was killed while texting and driving down in southern Illinois. But what's remarkable about that is she was the only child of the family who lost her.
Wow.
And they were able to, the dad actually bought back the wrecked pickup truck from the insurance company, mounted it to a brand new trailer, and he then put signs up around the entire trailer that had pictures of her, of her life, of the no texting while driving messages all the way around it, gave it to us so that we could take it around to different displays, including the safety or the state fairs.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically to let people know that whatever you're doing on your phone is absolutely not worth it, and you don't want the pain that they feel to happen just because you felt the need to pick up that phone.
That's got to be an awfully powerful way to get the message across. But at the same time, I wonder, do you think, especially since July 1st and sort of the penalties and sort of the enforcement of you know, handheld cell phone laws and things like that have increased. Do you think people are getting it?
I would like to say yes, but we continue to have feedback from the public as well as just what we observe. And it seems like there's still too much of that attitude out there of it just won't happen to me.
Yeah.
And it's we can write the tickets and we can make it a moving violation. But what it comes down to is personal responsibility and personal choice.
Yeah.
And what we need to get out there is exactly what this dad has unfortunately had to mourn, which was a decision that a 16-year-old with 2 months of driving experience, she looked down at her phone just for a second, and unfortunately she paid with it for with her life. And that's really the biggest message that we need to get out there is it's not about what you might be penalized, but what you could actually lose, which is so much worse than a $164 ticket.
Yeah. And I imagine in addition to, you know, texting while driving normally, now that we're at the start of school, I imagine between the new drivers and between, you know, people just not following the law and when you get school zones involved and things like that, that can be a really dangerous situation.
Well, being that we're creatures of habit, obviously with the school year, a whole lot of very dark buildings are all of a sudden going to come to light.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately around those buildings, there's also school speed zones. Along with that is you're not allowed to even be on your phone hands-free when you're in those school zones. So it's very important to start paying attention because you're going to deal with pedestrians now, slower moving traffic, buses that are going to start throwing out their stop arms. All that stuff is kind of going to have to make everybody go back into that back-to-school mode, and that would also include the traveling around all those different schools.
Let's talk about some of those school safety type of things here. First, you mentioned the school bus stop arms. Man, it doesn't cease to amaze me how many times I see in the news where somebody, some motorist, has completely ignored one of those or from time to time.
Yeah, and what the biggest reason that we're wanting to pay attention to those is after last year, I'm sure everybody remembers, nationwide we had a rash of school stop arm violations, and unfortunately it was extremely fatal. to several communities where they lost multiple students in some cases within one incident. And all it takes is one person not paying attention. And when that stop arm comes out, if they start swerving around that bus, or even what we were dealing with last year as kind of a response to some of those beginning crashes, we would go around with the school buses and we'd actually talk to the school bus drivers beforehand. And they would even say, oh yeah, there's going to be a red Honda at this stop every single morning. They blow right by this, and or there's this black truck at this place, or there's a purple. I mean, it was amazing how many people just made it a habit to actually blow past those stop arms. And it's extremely important to understand that we're talking about the safety of children here. We need to make sure as soon as those lights start flashing, your head should be up on and on a swivel, looking around, because in the mornings, those kids could be coming running from everywhere to get to that school bus, or once in the afternoon, they could be running anywhere away from that school bus. So as the drivers and as the adults behind the wheels, we've got to be the ones that pay attention to make sure we keep everybody safe.
That said, though, I'm struck by you saying that some of the bus drivers would point out some of the, I guess, repeat offenders, if you will. At what point should a school bus driver call the cops, I guess?
Oh, well, at the very beginning, I mean, the very first time, unfortunately, I know that some of those drivers, because we even asked them, how come you haven't called us in with the plate or anything? They said they're going so fast we can't even get the plate. So, but yes, if you've got the plate, and that's what we really are appreciating about some of these buses and bus systems that are starting to get cameras built into them, so that way they can actually capture people that blow past those stop arms. And we've got 18 months to be able to charge somebody with a traffic violation in the state of Illinois. So we've got time to be able to hunt them down and actually issue that ticket.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about that ticket is it's also going to be a mandatory court appearance, a fairly hefty fine, and then also a 3-month suspension on your license if you're actually convicted of it.
Another component of that, too, I guess, as long as we're specifically maybe talking about school zones now, is just kids and parents and school crossing guards crossing the street. Another thing I'm amazed by is how many people or how many drivers just don't stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk, especially in areas where there are schools.
Yeah, and that's just amazing to me. I mean, we've all heard that statement, pedestrians have the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when we're talking about school children, where crossing guards come out, they've even got the big stop sign up, and they're motioning the kids across. There is no reason, no excuse whatsoever for somebody not to yield that crosswalk to those pedestrians. And it is in the law that if pedestrians are in the crosswalk, they do have the right-of-way. You must stop.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on before I run out of time, Jason. Speed limits, especially in school zones, is an important thing. You talk about that for a little bit, and I know we see the signs, but I don't know that we necessarily always know when those zones are actually in effect.
Yeah, it's going to depend on each school district, because they're the ones that put up the signs. Some of them are going to say on school days when children are present. So you have to have those conditions where they're on school days and there are children within the vicinity. The problem is, how do you know if the children are actually in the vicinity? Because they might be hidden behind some cars. They could be behind a tree or something. And if you're going 35 miles an hour through that area, you're not giving yourself enough time to slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Speed limit within a school zone, if it's in effect, is 20 miles per hour. And if you have the school zones where it says on school days from this time to this time, that's the speed limit, period. It doesn't matter if it's at noon when all the children should be in, or if it's at 8 o'clock in the morning. If it's whatever time it is that's on that sign, you are to follow that speed limit. So when we're talking about school days, just go ahead and slow your car down, knowing that you're in that school zone, because you just don't know when the children are actually going to be around that roadway or area.
But the time period otherwise is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. if it's not otherwise listed, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. What other things should we be thinking about this time of year? Obviously, we should be thinking about this stuff all school year long and really all year long, but what other things should we think about here?
Well, obviously, when you're talking about taking your kids to school, we want to make sure that they, I know that they're excited, and especially when you're pulling up to and you're not quite to the school just yet, your kids are going to start taking off all their seat belts and, mm-hmm. and car seats or whatever it might be. Please make sure that everybody's buckled up as long as the car's in motion, because even if you're only going 10 miles an hour, that's going to take whatever your weight is and multiply it by 10, mm-hmm. because it's weight times speed equals force. So when you're talking about a 5, 6, 7-year-old, they weigh 30, 40 pounds, just a 10-mile-an-hour crash, they're all of a sudden going to go from 30 pounds to 300 pounds, and they are not going to be able to stop themselves and keep themselves from getting hurt. So please make sure that they're always restrained up until that point when you're ready to actually get them out of that car.
All right. Before I completely run out of time, Jason, I would be remiss if I didn't note that we're close to Labor Day weekend, and I know that's probably another busy one for you and local police, too.
Yep, there's a good chance there's going to be a few extra patrols out there, because we all know that with the three-day weekend comes 3 days of partying for some. And once again, I know we say it quite often, we're not worried about the partying. We just want to make sure you do it very safely and responsibly, and you get to and from your location without getting yourself or anybody else hurt. So please make sure you put the phones down, you designate a sober driver, and you always wear your seatbelt wherever you're going.
And Labor Day weekend is only half of the end of the month, so it's not like you're trying to hit a quota, right? I always have to work that question in. I can't help myself.
Why, Will? Why?
I can't help myself. I mean, if I can't do any of these other things behind the wheel, I might as well ask you about your dang quotas, right?
Just dig it in every time.
Because we know there is no such thing as a quota, right?
Thank you. Yes, there is no such thing.
See, I'm trying to be helpful.
I reserve comment on that.
Yeah, well, I am a member of the fake news media, so there you go. Illinois State Police District 7 Safety Education Officer Trooper Jason Wilson, thanks so much always for your time and for what you and State Police do.
Thank you, Will. I really appreciate it. You have a good night.
And to you as well, Jason. Stay tuned. Business news and sports coming up on Galesburg's Evening News.